Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志，还有早安周边。大家微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品呢，花钱都买不到。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
Hey, Colin, 我最近啊学到了一个新词 beefcake.
Beefcake?
Yeah.
What are you watching these days?This word means strong, attractive men with large muscles.
Yeah, right. 这个 beefcake 其实指的就是猛男，然后肌肉特别大的意思。Beef 就是牛肉的那个 beef. Cake 是蛋糕的 cake. 所以我就觉得这个单词很好玩，对吧？ Beefcake, 牛肉蛋糕，其实指的是猛男。So I find it very interesting.
Do you know the word cheesecake?
Cheesecake? Yeah, that's my favorite kind of cake.Cheesecake 就是指芝士蛋糕啊。
But just like beefcake, the word cheesecake was used to describe photos of partially clothed women that emphasize their body figures.
Oh, I didn't know about that. 所以猛男是 beefcake, 然后这个 cheesecake 就用来指非常漂亮然后穿得很性感的女人。但是啊这些词应该都是非正式的表达就是口语中才用对吧
Right. Of course, these are informal words. Okay, so spit it out. Where did you learn this word?
讲这个词啊，其实是因为呢，最近一些新疆消防员的照片和视频都特别火。一开始啊，他们给大家介绍防火知识，但是广大的女性网友们注意力好像就跑偏了，因为真的，他们个个都是 beefcake.
Watch out! Your mouth is watering now.
Alright, 你知道网友们都怎么说的吗？说他们的工作是灭火，但是却点燃了很多人心里的火。Their job is to put out a fire, but these handsome heroes light some admirers' inner fires.
The firefighters are beefy.And this comment is truly cheesy.
Good one. 他们点燃了心里的火。这个评论是有一点点老套油腻。这个老套油腻我们可以用到这个单词了 cheesy. 就前面刚刚讲到的芝士 cheese, 后面加一个 y, cheesy, 就是庸俗的老套的。
But firefighters are true heroes. They save people's lives. And of course, have more to offer than some cheesy lines.
Sure, they're popular for a lot of reasons.这些消防员现在这么火啊，其实真的不是因为颜值，而是因为呢，他们真的是一群最可爱的人，但是干着最危险的工作。
Right. So today, let's talk more about them, and also some work that they do.
Okay, here we go. 今天的内容啊，也都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。OK, Colin, 首先我有一个问题啊，就是消防员到底是用哪个单词 firefighter or fireman?
Well, both. They mean the same thing. Someone whose job is to put out the fires. But as there's a word man in fireman, it's used to mean a man, a male firefighter.
Uh-huh, got it. 就是两个词其实都可以。Fireman, 或者是 firefighter, 和火做斗争的人，所以是 firefighter.但这个 fireman 因为有个 man 所以就特指男消防员虽然确实啊大部分的消防员都是男性但有人会觉得用这个 firefighter 会更加性别正确
Okay, so about the firefighters who you were drooling over What did they do to attract this attention in the first place?
Drooling over 我才没有流口水好吧那这些消防员呢一开始获得关注是因为这个消防队做了一系列的视频教大家了解一些火灾隐患。A 讲的这个康林这个消防队可以怎么说 ?Firefighter group?
Well, there are some more accurate words we can use. The first is fire brigade.
I see. Fire brigade. How do you spell brigade?
B-R-I-G-A-D-E. Fire brigade.And also in British English, people also say fire service.
Okay, 所以在英式英语中呢，消防队有两种表达 ，fire brigade and fire service. 我记得之前看美剧啊，好像还见到过这个 fire department. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. People in America usually say this, the fire department. It's an organization for preventing and putting out fires.
Got it. Fire department 也可以表示消防局。所以有时候我们想说他打了119等着这个消防员来就可以说 He called 119 and waited for the fire department. Oh, by the way, Colin, in Canada, what numbers do you call? 911?
Yeah, and it's the same as the US. In case of any fire, police or medical emergencies, we call 911 to contact help.
Okay, 所以在国内我们打119找消防员。在美国和加拿大呢都是打911。So have you called that number for fire before?
No, and I hope I never have to dial that number. I don't want my house or any house or place to be on fire.
Yeah, sure. 除了心里着火，真的，其他地方最好呢都没有火灾。讲到这个着火啊，也可以讲讲这个表达，其实很简单，用这个 be on fire 就可以了。Like that place is on fire.
Or catch fire, like the boat caught fire and sank.
Right, catch fire, 也可以。所以我们说啊，新疆这些消防队的小哥哥其实在做一件很重要的事情，给大家来普及一些火灾的基本知识。They made the videos to teach fire hazard prevention.
Yeah, right. And there are many fire hazards around us that, well, we usually turn a blind eye to, such as locked or blocked fire escapes, smoking, candles, or just children.
Children, 小孩为什么也算火灾隐患啊?
You know, children, kids, they'll do anything.
Okay, 那我们刚刚讲的就是火灾隐患啊, fire hazard. Hazard, 它有危险、隐患的意思。然后 Colin 刚刚讲到其中一个就是消防通道被上锁或者堵住。那这个消防通道啊,我们就可以说 fire escape, 是不是也可以说成 fire exit?
Right, you can use both.Fire escape or fire exit. And be careful with the stress on the word exit. Exit.
Exit. Fire exit.
Yep.
Okay, 那我们刚刚回到呢这些消防员小哥哥们做的视频。其实我很喜欢看还有一个原因啊就是他们都很搞笑用一种幽默的方式吸引大家来看视频。They spread an elementary knowledge of how to prevent fires and they use humor to do it.
So not only do they have a sense of honor, but also a sense of humor.
Yeah, right. 不仅有这个 sense of honor, 荣誉感,还有幽默感, sense of humor.
But, you know, the idea of using young and handsome firefighters to get attention is not new at all. Have you heard of the firefighter calendar?
Yeah, right.这个我肯定听过啊，就是不管在哪个国家，消防员其实都是优秀男人，然后猛男的代言词，对吧？所以在欧美呢，每年都会出这样一个消防员日历 Firefighter Calendar 日历上就都是他们的帅照然后有的和动物有的是他们的沙滩照还有一些制服照
Yeah, but these calendars are popular for another reason By buying these sexy and steamy calendars You're actually supporting some rescue organizations They'll donate the money to charities and put it into better use
Wow, that's great!我只知道这些日历真的很帅，但是没想到是这么来用的，就是卖日历的这些钱呢，会被捐出去做慈善，比如一些动物救援啊，慈善基金会之类的。然后这里有个救援，就是 rescue, like animal rescue.
And we can also use the word rescue as a verb, like firefighters rescue people from fires or other kinds of emergencies.
Right.所以我们说啊，这么优秀的消防员，谁不喜欢呢？他们火是真的有原因的。
They're just a group of common people who rush to the front lines at a moment of crisis.
Right, at a moment of crisis. 在危急关头，他们就是冲去前线的一群普通人。But they deserve to be honored and respected.
That's right. Okay, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Okay, 那如果大家也喜欢这样一群可爱的消防员呢，也可以给我们的文章点点赞呀，然后留言告诉我们。最后再提醒一下大家今天所有的内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Colin.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语
就来早安英文。